You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
We are Alice-less today, but we are not alone. We've got Barney Duncan in the studio. Kia ora, Barney. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good, thank you.
That is what we like to hear, considering tonight you have a show opening as part of the comedy festival. Just jokes. Jokes.
Yeah, it was one of those titles that I thought was a funny, potentially funny, cool idea.
I think it's funny, so
and then
you've got one fan.
Okay, good. Because it rhymes, you know, it rhymes with yolks and folks. It's like, it's jokes, but it's not quite
yolks.
Jokes.
Classic game.
Yeah. So, Barney, people who are familiar with your mahi will maybe expect quite a bombastic setup, but you the sort of title is suggesting you've pared it back, you've brought it to the core of what comedy's all about. Tell us a wee bit about the show that people can head along and see as part of Comedy Festival.
Yeah, so I guess I didn't fall into... I fell into being a stand-up comedian accidentally. It wasn't something I wanted to really be. I started off making theatre, funny theatre.
Yeah.
And then that led into sort of like physical... I did years of doing physical comedy and sort of mime shows and then character stuff involving like turntables and then I made a show about a tap who was a comedian, so I had this big tap on my head. And,
amazing.
And then, I don't know, I think because I have a theatre background, when I think about an hour of comedy, I think about it theatrically. Like, I think about the lighting states and the tricks you can do and, like, conjuring the magic and the whole room and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then I just thought, this year, I always go, wouldn't it be nice to just have a show that didn't involve a five-hour pack-in, that didn't involve three extra bags.
A giant foam mask.
Yeah, that I could just, like, turn up and do it. And there's that cool thing about restrictions, you know. It's good to constantly... I like to constantly try and think of what's the hard thing that I think is really hard or what haven't I learnt how to do yet. Because when you make a show, you don't really make money out of it.
Yeah.
So you should figure out a thing that you learn, like you add a little tweak to your skill set.
Yes.
So with this, I was like, okay, I'll just try and do an hour of just classic stand-up comedy.
And how's that been going for you?
Well, it's like, without giving too much away, I mean, I can do it. I just, the idea of doing it for an hour, I think it's just, naturally my making brain doesn't let me do that.
Yeah, right. So you're just sort of fighting against yourself a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's where the sweet spot is watching me try to wrestling to just like stand still and talk.
Yep.
But then being unable to do that. And along the way, I'm sort of unpacking some of the tropes of stand-up comedy. Because it is, let's be fair, it is inherently a very boring form.
It's one of those forms where the cliches about it are, you do actually still see people cracking jokes like that, you know.
Yeah.
How about air hostesses, eh?
Like, who's actually on Tinder?
Yeah, it's sort of, and there's something great about that type of comedy when it can be delivered really well. It's, you know, it's hilarious, but if it's not, it sits in that weird zone. So there must be so much interesting material to mine when you're thinking about that kind of strange tension, eh?
Exactly. And I don't know, I like to be surprised. I don't like going to something and knowing exactly what's going to happen. Like, I feel the same when I go to see burlesque shows.
Mm.
Because, you know, like, okay, the song's going to happen, some ironic twist on something, and then some clothes will be removed, and that's exactly that.
Yeah.
But when a burlesque artist really, you know, manipulates that form and flips it, you go, oh, now that was incredible.
Totally.
So I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to make something incredible.
I love setting yourself a very good goal for the Comedy Fest. What is the vibe this year? Because it's been on and off. We had Tim Batten yesterday. He was talking about so nice to see international friends coming back over for this one. And he also made the good point that everybody who's got a show at Comedy Fest, it's going to be good this year. Like, people have been honing this material and really working on stuff. Is there anyone else that you've been sort of like, oh, I've got my eye on their show, I really want to shout them out as well, or things that you've just been really loving experiencing.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot. I would like, yeah, I mean, I agree with Tim. There is some, it's nice that there's going to be some overseasies come in, because I think that's good for the caliber of the local comedians as well. But Anne Edmonds on tonight from Australia is, she's a pretty special talent that we don't get to see that often. Laura Davis, the partner of James Nokise, she's incredibly smart and cool, and her show's going to be killer. And I was hanging out with David Correos yesterday for lunch, because we're a little bit of a kindred spirit.
I was going to say, you and David share some, I guess, conceptual familiarity, perhaps, or something.
Yeah, we like to get inside an envelope and push it around a bit. And yeah. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him. The improv duo, the Bear Pack, doing a late night Friday, Saturday at the Q. They're
cool.
They're like the best at improv in the world. I know there's people I'm forgetting. I really like Abby Howells, Yadwiga. There's a lot of local comedians that I've just been watching, yeah, because I've been hanging out here for the last 2 years, just doing a lot of open mic nights and stuff, and just seeing that local talent really, I don't know, owning their voice is cool.
Yeah.
And how that will translate into an hour, I'm just really excited about that.
Totally. One thing I think I've really enjoyed as well, and I'm getting the feeling that there might be a flavour of this in your show as well, Barney, is the kind of stir craziness of the last couple of years has pushed people into creating things that maybe they wouldn't have made under different circumstances, and I'm really excited by that feeling that seems to be coming through a lot of comedy and theatre and stuff at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen snippets of Abby Howell's show, and I think that is in that.
Is Abby's show, she's performing a play she wrote when she was 11, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Not the whole hour isn't that.
Yeah.
Which would be an amazing dedication.
I would still go to that, I think.
I would love to do that. Yeah, I would love to go and see that, yeah. But no, she, sorry, can you hear my tum-tum?
No, but I kind of wish we could. We could mic it up if you want.
It is rumbling so hard right now. myself and Matthew Crawley run an alternative comedy night once a month at Bar Cupid called Cupido Stupido. Sorry, just plug that.
Absolutely, get along there. It's a fantastic time.
It's a good time. And she came along a couple of months ago and tried out some new material and just blistered, blistered like a comet. It was searing.
And fantastic.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I think that material that she tried out that night is in her show, which is nice. It's nice. It's nice to see something for the first time, and it succeeds, and the comic goes, fuck, I'm going to put that in my show.
That's good. I'm keeping that. Yeah, totally. Barney, I'm very excited and intrigued by your show as well. I feel like there's going to be quite a few surprises in store for people heading along. It is tonight. It's opening. It's also running all for the rest of this week through to the 13th. Whereabouts are you performing if people want to come and see you?
At the good old beautiful Basement Theatre. My home. It feels like my home.
It does.
And yeah, 6:30, which is actually a pretty cool time.
It's a great time.
It's like I just finish work, have a Milo, go along kind of thing.
I love that. And then you can, you know, go home, be cozy in your bed. Perfect. Yep. Perfect evening all round, really. Or yep. I don't know, maybe not cozy, maybe slightly unsettled and laughing yourself to sleep. Who knows? Yeah.
You won't want to go and lie down instantly.
No.
After seeing my show.
I feel that's probably the case. Barney Duncan, thank you so much for coming in. Just Jokes. Just
thank
Jokes
you.
Is
thank
this evening.
So much.
Part of the New Zealand International Comedy Fest. We'll put all the links in the podcast after the show. Ka kite.
Gracias. That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.